The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Kev had a few pairs of tickets to give away this week for Chester Races. All I can say is, horse speak, anyone?
Morning. Racing at Aintree today. Morning, Red Liverpool visiting to go to Aintree for racing. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening in hotels this morning, and remember, if you're going down to Aintree, enjoy yourself. Weather should pick up this afternoon. It's a bit grey and cloudy, a bit damp at the moment, but they reckon it should dry up with sunny spells this afternoon. Highs of 10 Celsius, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Loads of parking restrictions around Aintree in place. And don't forget the Melling Road, which I did forget about this morning. Forget every single year is closed. Every year I forget about that.
You live right there.
I know. I go over the Melling Road every single day and every year when racing is on, I go down and I, oh no, and I have to go all around the houses to get to work. Never mind. Morning, all the staff at Aintree. Right, we've got hundreds upon hundreds of texts that have come through this morning regarding Aintree. We did say we'd phone the first one up. Remember, you've got to speak to me in horse language. Everything has got to be in horse language. Let's make our first call this morning, shall we? Doesn't answer the phone like that, you plonker. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Oh, do you know what? What did I say? Speak to me in horse language. Unless, of course, you're Mr. Ed. It could have been Mr. Ed.
Yeah, it could have been Mr. Ed.
Apologies to that man who was on there. Sorry, fella, but we have the rules. Next one. But keep going until you speak to me in horse language.
Welcome to Orange.
Oh, never mind. Turn that one off. All right, let's phone another one up here. remember, you've got to speak to me in complete horse language. That includes when you answer the phone as well. Let us phone up somebody else who has texted through this morning. Just going to dial up the number now.
Third time lucky.
Okay, so far so good. How are you?
I'm very well.
No! Blown it! No, you've got them blown it, I'm afraid. You need to speak to me in horse language. What's your name? Have yourself a nice day today. Unfortunately, we've got to let that one go. I thought these rules were really simple. Let's phone up somebody else now. Remember, you've got to speak the whole thing in horse speak.
So close on that one.
I know.
Right. It's not that hard, really.
No, it isn't, though. Just getting through to another stable here. How are you? And how much do you want to win these tickets? That's a lot. And who are you going to take with you? And what are you going to wear to go racing today? Oh, sounds nice. Sounds nice. Sheepskin cheek protectors, he said. Which horse is your favourite this year? And how many drinks do you reckon you'll have today? Just taking it easy, are you? And are you sure you want to win these tickets? Are you going bareback today, or will you be having a saddle on your back? right. You can speak to me in normal language now. What is your name?
Mark.
Congratulations, Mark. You're a winner this morning. Mark, this is Kev C, and of course you know that you're live on the air. A couple of my mates can't go with me today, so I'm giving you their tickets. You've won yourself a pair of tickets for the County Roof Stand. Are you able to come and collect them from Radio City this morning?
No problem.
No, but are you going to take with you, Mark?
I don't know yet.
All right, whereabouts are you from, by the way?
On the Wirral.
On the Wirral. All right, well, get yourself sorted, get your suit out, get your shirt and tie ready, and get someone to... just stay on the line for us, by the way, Mark, because we need to speak to you. You need to bring a little bit of identification so we know it's you, and look forward to you having a great day down at Aintree for first day of racing today.
Excellent.
All right, Mark, have a great day. Cheers. Well done, and thanks for coming on.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Remember the first call. Hello, good morning.
You sure? Hang up.
I'm sitting here thinking there's no one there. And I haven't even put the fader up. Hello, good morning. Morning. Can we have your rap, please? I love it. It sounds more like Scooby-Doo. All right, you can speak to me in human language now. What is your name?
Paul Helen.
Paul, where are you from?
From the Wirral.
From the Wirral. Well done, Paul. What was the rapping song?
It was Boney M.
Boney M. Right, okay. Thought it was. Paul, congratulations, mate. You've won yourself a pair of County Stand tickets for Chester Races tonight. Not a problem. You stay in the line for me so we can get you all your details.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Paul. Stay there, mate.
I might stay.
All right, fellas, stay there. Let's go to another line now. Morning.
Off we go to the next
one. A bit of stable fright. Right, hello, good morning. No one on that line. Try this one now. Good morning.
I'd want to go to Chester to get nice and wet. Hey, hey. It won't matter, I can take a brolly. Hey, hey. These loads of horses. Hey, hey.
Oh, my God. And what is your name?
Karen.
Karen.
Yeah, from Egbeth.
Where are you calling from, Karen?
Egbeth.
From Egbeth. You're a lunatic.
I know.
Congratulations, you've just won yourself a pair of County Stand tickets for Chester Races tonight.
Yes. Oh, yes. I have to get my entry dress out now.
You better get your entry dress out. No one will know where you're wearing it at Chester. Stay in the line for us, Karen. Congratulations. Okay. We look forward to seeing you later.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Well, I thought I knew everything about Kev. Didn't know he was a crybaby. Take a listen.
A couple of bits I've spotted in the news this morning. Top 10 things kids stick up their noses. Crayons is the popular one.
What?
Crayons, I know. Followed by beads, french fries, fingers, marbles, spaghetti, tissues, Cheerios, small toys, beans and peas. Can't believe fingers isn't at number one. Both for kids and adults.
Actually, my sister sniffed a nut up her nose once.
Really?
She has to go to hostel and everything. It was quite serious.
God.
I don't know. It went right up.
Did it?
The top, yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Just let me think about that for a moment. All right.
Yeah.
And she did this last week. She's 42 at the moment. Also in the news, how to stop bursting into tears. Do you burst into tears unexpectedly? Here's how to stop it. Jut your jaw out. That's attractive, isn't it? What's with all that? Make a noise of that. You can't do it without making that noise.
Can you imagine getting told off by a boss and you want to cry?
Yeah. You're out of order. You shouldn't have said that on the air. Why did you miss the wedding? It's great, isn't it? But they reckon you should do that. Experts said that making this type of face helps. So you basically can't do two things like that at once. You can't cry and go ooh. Right. They reckon you should also poke your fingertip with something mildly sharp, such as a pen cap or the tip of a paperclip, the minor pain helps distract you and activates the part of your brain responsible for impulse control. So I've heard about this. And you know, this is true. Another way of doing something like that, you know, if you're going to cry or you're going to do something, say you're a jealous person and you're about to get jealous over something or to stop you doing something like that. One good tip I remember reading about is to put an elastic band around your wrist. And if you think you're going to go into that kind of, because jealousy and things, that's all mind over matter. If you think you're going to do it, they reckon you should pull that elastic band so it gives you a quick, sharp pain in your wrist and it takes your mind off what you were going to do and your brain will think of something else.
Because
you're thinking about a little bit of pain.
It's like when you've hurt your foot or something and then someone else comes up to you and punches you, don't they, and go, I think about something else now.
Yeah. It's like one time, you know, me and my mates quite often in the past have wrote on people's foreheads when they've been at parties or sleep drunk.
What kind of thing?
Oh, you've got no idea. I even did it to my mum a few months ago and she fell asleep at the party. Sorry, Mum. But anyway, one way of doing it with it is actually to start like rubbing maybe by their knee, just kind of rubbing up and down or something, or a part of their body, rubbing their arm, and then start drawing on their face. Because what they do is, even though they're asleep, the subconscious makes them think about them being tickled or something on their arm, and they don't feel what you're doing to their face.
Oh, good tip.
Hey, little tip. But do think about the... I think maybe today when I go and fill up the car at the petrol station, I'm just going to get out, and as I get a hold of the nozzle, I'm going to go...
Kevra Reels are two winners of the scholarship for Liverpool Hope Uni. Absolutely amazing.
We're going to reveal the winner for Liverpool Hope University all this week. Let me tell you, we've had four students in. They were Matthew O'Neill, Laura Henderson, Alex Booth and Emma Jane Williams. They're up for the chance to have fully paid scholarships for 3 years worth £10,000 at Liverpool Hope University. This is a fantastic prize. Not only will the winning student application benefit from this, they'll also benefit for 3 years worth of work experience here at Radio City and learning the ins and outs of the world and wonderful world of media at a radio station. We have two final potential winners on the phone. They are Alex Booth and Emma Jane Williams. Let me speak to Alex Booth first. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Kev. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I don't think it's acceptable for, morning regular show, to be honest. But, no, I'm pretty nervous.
You're pretty nervous?
Pretty nervous.
There's a huge prize at stake here.
There is.
£10,000, 3 years worth.
I'm under this kind of pressure.
I know.
It's not good.
That's not good at all. You're also against Emma Jane Williams, who's also on the line this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Are you all right?
Yeah, shaking.
Shaking. Oh, one of you is going to win a fantastic prize. Fully
good
paid
luck,
scholarship
Jane.
For 3 years. Oh, that's nice. Alex is wishing
luck,
you good
Alex.
Luck.
Thank you.
All right. Are you both ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll tell you who the winner is now. The winner of the scholarship at Liverpool Hope University is...
Oh, hurry, Kev. I don't like it.
Say it.
Emma Jane Williams. Congratulations, she sounds rather happy.
Just a bit.
Oh my god.
Fantastic, Emma Jane, congratulations.
Congratulations, Emma Jane.
Oh, Alex Booth, how are you feeling?
I honestly, the right person won. Congratulations.
Well, Alex, you know, what can I say?
But thank you for this experience. It has been fantastic.
Not a problem.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Alex Booth, can I offer you something else?
You can.
You're a winner as well.
Oh, thank you, Kev.
You're both winners this morning. We're going to give it to both of you. Well done, Alex Booth and Emma Jane Williams.
Oh, my God.
What a nice surprise for you, hey?
Are you actually serious? You give it to both?
I'm serious. You won it as well. Love it. So, congratulations. Well done.
Oh, my God.
See who says I can't make ladies scream.
Exploded.
Both of you have won a scholarship at Liverpool Hope University. You're going to be offered £10,000 scholarship to study media.
Thank you so much.
At Liverpool Hope for 3 years, starting September 2009. You'll also each both be offered 3 years work experience here at Radio City 96.7 and our sister station City Talk 105.9. Congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
What a great start to the weekend.
See you soon then.
You will see you. Yeah, you're going to be colleagues. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, you two. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kid in the car. I'm probably the cutest kid ever. Just take a listen.
Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. What? A nice sausage sandwich.
Yeah. Claire's looking at me as if to say, don't you dare. No, I won't. I won't. I was going to mention something, but I won't.
Thank God. Thank God it's Friday.
I know all of Claire's faces and moods, and if I've done something wrong, or I can tell if she's angry, and she's just giving me that look as I put the bag in to say, well, yeah, all out with you. So I'm not going to say nothing.
Thank you, Kevin.
Right. Something she told me, I'm not going to mention. Right, it's...
I don't believe you.
What was the gist of it?
Are you? Don't get involved.
You cheeky.
Yeah. Well, actually, they both told me.
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, look at the two of them. They're both pointing at each other now. Shall I just say it or not?
No, kid in the car.
We're running late anyways, it is.
Move on, Kevin.
All right. It's a little bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Stop!
Right. Kid in the car. That's what we're going to do, isn't it?
Yes.
We're not going to talk about what you don't want me to mention. No. Sure?
It's because, yes, we've got a little child on the line.
Because if we do, it might backfire. Get to the car time. Hello, Libby.
Hello.
Oh, how old are you?
5.
You've got a lovely little voice, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to get married, Libby?
No.
Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, haven't you got a boyfriend?
No.
No. What do you want to do when you grow up, Lib?
I want to be a plumber like my dad.
You are... Oh, my God. Is your dad a good plumber?
Yeah.
Is he? How do you know he's a good plumber?
Because
I've been to watch him. You've been to watch him? And yeah. What do you like about watching him?
Good.
What kind of things does he do?
He fixes tiles and he puts up... And he fixes showers.
He fixes showers and things like that?
Yeah.
He's a star, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he the best dad in the world ever?
Yeah.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him you love him on the air now?
I love you, Dad.
Oh, don't care. That's gorgeous.
Oh, Libby, you're a star as well, and we love you. Have you got a joke for us today?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's have it.
Where do cows go on their holidays?
Where do clouds go on their...
Where do cows?
Oh, sorry. Where do cows go on their holidays? Libby, I haven't got a clue. Where did he go?
New York.
Yay! Oh, well done.
Well done, Libby. Do you want to say hello to anyone this morning?
I want to say hello to my dad, my mum, and my brother, Charlie. And me,
mum,
and me, dad, and everyone that knows me.
Fantastic. What are you going to do with the weekend? And me. Oh, what are you going to do with the weekend, Libby?
Maybe I'm going to make cake with my mum, and maybe I'm going to send me coffee.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. What kind of cakes are you going to make?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you like making cakes, do you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, look, you have fun making cakes. Have a great weekend. And thank you for coming on this morning, all right?
Okay.
I'll see you later, alligator.
In the wild, crocodile.
Kids, well done. In the car. Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.